Well, it is my honor and privilege to welcome our delegate, Mitchell B., and our alternate delegate, Alex W. Mitchell has his report back from this year's General Service Conference. Mitchell, we give you a warm welcome. Welcome to District 4. The floor is now yours.
Thank you. Let me just bring up my presentation. Okay.
Mitchell, were you wanting to share your screen?
Yeah, given that this is the first time I've opened it up, and I'm just working through trying to figure out which screen it's going to display on.
Let me see here.
Okay, if you could go ahead and if I don't know if you've enabled the sharing. Yeah.
Let me make you.
No, just make it possible for me to share the screen. I don't need to be the host.
Got it. Now I just have to figure out how to do that. And it's not. Give me a sec. Trying to figure out where it tells me I can do that.
If you're the host, if you go into screen sharing, you've got an option to allow participants to share.
Got it. Thank you. And sharing of got it. Okay, that should be set. See if it'll work.
Okay, on this screen, you should be seeing just the draft.
I see the word draft.
Okay. I'm going to do something just briefly. I'm going to stop sharing so I can share with you some preliminary work. So I've got a, let me open up the chat. I've got a quick reference guide from a colleague in from Area 42, and I've also created one for Area 9. These will help in following along with the descriptions of the summaries of some of the actions. As we go along in the year, there will be more details that come, particularly in the final report. But for given that I got off the plane 2 days ago, this is the first attempt I've had at putting this material together in a form. So the presentation on May 15th will be longer. I'm going to try to run for 40 minutes, 45 minutes or so, and then give some time for question and answers. Let me start with saying, let's see. Thank you for inviting me today. That's interesting. My name is Mitchell. I'm an alcoholic and have the privilege of serving as the delegate for Area 9, Panel 72. It's been a privilege. It's curious that that black space is yet another icon. We're exploring some interesting things tonight. I apologize if I seem a bit scattered. I'll mention throughout the presentation, the conference was an opportunity for an in-person meeting. We did have some exposure with COVID. I have been testing negative since Tuesday. I will admit to not being 100%. I'm not entirely sure if I just have a bad case of allergies, but I am not. Let me see if I can just work through what I've as much as I can. So the conference is held annually. This year we were able to meet in person. We met in New York City. Yeah. That's curious. That's not my slides. So I landed in, yeah, that's not my slides. I did something else. So I landed in New York City in April 20. I began flying the 22nd. Flew out of Santa Ana at a John Wayne Airport at 6 a.m. Landed in New York about 7 p.m. So I got there at late enough to check in, but then I just went to sleep. It was a long day of travel. The first day was an opportunity to take a tour of the city. Unfortunately, for some reason, the chat on my phone allows me to read the threads, but every time I was replying to them, they weren't actually seeing my messages back. So the bus left at 8 and I didn't get the message until 8:24. So I didn't get to go on the tour, but I did get to walk around Brooklyn for the first part of April. I did have an opportunity to tour the General Service Office on April 30th. It is on 475 Riverside. If we read our literature, there's a Methodist church that was on that section of the city where Rockefellers were involved. There's some photographs here of both the outside of the building and the first wall within the General Service Office. General Service Office tour on the 30th, which was at the end of the conference, has been renovated. So this was the first opportunity for visitors into this space because it continues to be closed. They have a wall as you exit the elevator. They have the Serenity Prayer in a variety of different languages. It's remarkable. The office serves as a fully functional central office in a lot of senses. People will call in looking for local meetings, as well as people calling in from around the world and visiting, because the work is done for Alcoholics Anonymous, but there's also outreach to individual alcoholics. The flyer or the sign on the wall on the lower right was a poster specifically inviting and welcoming the delegates to a tour on that day. So we had our own special poster for the day. That's a highlighted image of the poster. The General Service Office is this entire floor. This is floor 11. AA World Services and Grapevine Inc. are also on this floor. So it's all three operations in the same level. This is some coverage of the tour that I missed. I did not want to just Photoshop myself in because I wasn't there. They were able to visit a variety of different historical locations in Alcoholics Anonymous, one of them being the Calvary Episcopal Church where Samuel Shoemaker was, I'm not sure the official term, either rector or in a position from 1925 until 1958. The upper left-hand corner is Kathy Fowler and Michelle Mirza. Kathy is our outgoing Pacific Regional Trustee. Michelle is the AA archivist. Just next to that photograph is Kathy, George Sneed, who is both a former trustee and I think he was a general service manager at some point, and then a Canadian trustee whose name escapes me just at the moment. Below her is Kathy and Vera F., another member of the General Service Board. Vera serves as a non-trustee director of Grapevine. And the people next to her is a combination of delegates and their significant others touring the location. So that sounded like a lot of fun. I just happened to miss that. That was the morning session of April 23rd. The afternoon session was sort of the introduction. The conference hasn't started yet, but we began with some small business. There was a 1728 meeting. So 1728 is the result if you multiply 12 by 12 by 12. So it's a steps, traditions, and concept meeting. And originally was formed to help Class A's trustees understand Alcoholics Anonymous and learn more about recovery. So it's a mixture of sharing your experience, having delegates ask questions, but also trustees asking questions as well. We had some microphones that were labeled. This one was labeled B. Another one was labeled P. And the last one was labeled J. So PB and J were our microphones. Many people, I think people will ask me if I had a spiritual experience at the conference, and I had several. One of them that was the conference had not yet started. We hadn't introduced ourselves because after this was a delegates only meeting, and then we met to gather informally. So I had not introduced myself to many people at the conference at all. At the 1724, when they opened the mic, there was a lull, and I was the first one at the microphone, at microphone B. So not an entire surprise, but yeah, I was ready to be involved. So I went from being a wallflower to involved immediately. So if there's any question about whether or not you feel you're in the right place, just go up to the microphone and share. It was a great experience. It's a great way to introduce yourself to others in Alcoholics Anonymous. After the 1728 was the remote communities meeting. I was had the privilege of working with Ariel to have a submission for the newsletter, which will actually be printed and distributed next year. I have copies of the newsletter from 2021 that I brought back in both, I believe, French and English that I will begin sharing with people. Remote communities really started as an extension from members in Canada, but honestly, the definition is much broader. A delegates only meeting was an opportunity for delegates to meet. Another question and answer session, a chance to introduce ourselves, yes, but also ask questions about the process of the conference. Basically a staging for the meetings that will follow. So the theme for this year's conference was AA Comes of Age 2.0, Unified in Love and Service. We met from the 24th to the 30th. Although the last day of business was technically the 29th, the 30th was the wrap-up. So we met from Sunday to Sunday, yeah, or Sunday to Saturday. We had some presentation topics. These were delivered throughout the sessions at different points. Themes that were really interesting. There was a lot that came out of this, some very heavy discussions, something I'd actually like to bring back to the area level for discussions. But we talked about one was how AA goes to any length to recover, unify, and serve, which was particularly poignant after coming out of COVID, going beyond fear, and also how to reach anyone anywhere. The workshop topic we had was on the warranties. So our promise of the fellowship in the world, in particular, the warranties that very much dealt with right of participation, right of redress, the emphasis that we're not a punitive community, that we manage our finances only to the needs that we are required, that we don't do things to accumulate wealth for power or position. But we also engage the community more fully. I'm a member of the agenda committee, so I'll be part of that going forward. And I usually I reserve this to the end, but in the beginning, I just want to express my deep gratitude at all of the work that the area did preparing me to go to the conference. I felt very well ready and prepared to be involved in the discussions. And I think amongst the Pacific Region trustees as a group, we try to help each other as much as we could. It was really clear that we had prepared very, very well for our discussions. It was not always the case. It seemed that all of the delegates across all of the areas that I met had that same opportunity. It could be that Pacific Region and certainly Area 9 just has a better understanding of what the delegate needs. I want to talk a little bit about the general service structure. I know we see the inverted triangle quite a bit. This is from the new service manual. The large part of what we were discussing at the conference this year is the inverted triangle is the people who are in control, the people who, let me strike the word control. The power of our organization is in the groups. It has always been in the groups since 1955. And that is where the voice is being expressed. The fact that GSR has carried the message, the group conscience of their groups to the districts and are able to share it at the area, allow us to do things collectively. And that the General Service Conference is merely an extension of that. They are not in control. They are not the leaders. The leaders are the groups themselves. In a large sense, the General Service Board, AWS, and the Grapevine are merely there to do the end work for the requests that come from the groups. And it's up to us either to ask the questions properly about whether that's being done, or if there are things that we might be able to do at the area or the district level that may help with that. General service structure has both trustee committees and conference committees. I serve on agenda. Some of this looks similar to area structures. We have a few more groups at the committees at the area level, and sometimes they're combined at the general service structure level. Again, A is 93 areas spread across Canada and Western United States. So there are general service structures in other countries. This was the US and Canada conference. So a breakdown of membership. At the conference, there are different people who participate. Before the conference, we have delegates, 93 areas, trustees for AA World Services, and the Grapevine directors, there are 25 of them. There are 15 general service staff for a total of 133. When the conference begins, we are all delegates. So you might think of that as a small D delegate. Everyone has an opportunity to vote. Everyone has a voice. Because in Alcoholics Anonymous and in general service, if I have asked you to serve in a position and you've agreed, I will give you the authority and the responsibility to take that action for the benefit of the membership. And if I do that, I also need to give you the opportunity to speak on matters that you may be involved in, and also give you an opportunity to vote. So out of all the voting potentials, we had a set of 133 voting members potential throughout the entire event. We used an electronic voting system. sort of a button-based approach. It was useful, it allowed us to work through voting rather quickly, not as quick as in Zoom quick, that a poll would go up, we would vote, we would be able to calculate it and then move on. Some delegate statistics, these numbers tend to fall within a range from year to year. Median age is moderately youngish. The youngest person was 35. The oldest was 80. The person with the longest sobriety was 43 years. She actually took a birthday while she was there. The person with the most recent sobriety was 8 years. With participation in general service ranging to multiple decades to within just 6 years. It was a really good group of people. So COVID was, I got to admit, we all thought we were sort of past having to address this, but leading up to the conference and during the conference, we were all aware that safety was paramount. Personally, I wore masks, not all the time in the beginning, but then throughout the rest of the events, I was masked up quite a bit. We had a color system. And on my name badge on an earlier slide, there was a green dot. So the greens allowed body contact. If you want a high five, handshakes, you actually got a chance to hug people again. We were doing that. Yellow was, you know, hi, how you doing? Maybe an elbow. That's fine. Six, red was, thank you very much, but still give me some space. All of that was entirely fine. During the event, we began to have people exhibit symptoms. Day one on the 24th, there were exposures. And by Tuesday, we had already lost 10 of the delegates, two of the trustees, and two of the staff members. And there was always a concern that the quorum would not be met in order to continue voting. But within our guidelines and within the charter of general service, the quorum established is a majority of the members voting who are present. And even though we lost a large number of delegates and a similar number of trustees through the time, the percentages remained fairly consistent with the overall percentages within the service manual. So we began with 133 potential voters. Towards the end, we were sometimes down to 116. Voting there. I will point out that, yes, I have been using this FlowFlex antigen test, and I've been doing it properly, which means I really, really don't look forward to those tests because I do test properly, and it's not a great feeling to do the nasal swab, but I am sure that I am at least testing negative, but I am looking to I had a PCR test today, and I'm just waiting for the results because I want to be sure. Our opening session began April 9th. Linda Cheesham's the new chair. We had some readings from delegates and a keynote from Kathy F. I'm going to move through some of these slides a bit more quickly, mainly because of time, because I want to get to some of the agenda topics. There's a public meeting where we had a public information meeting, trustees and conferences. We don't talk about conference items. We just meet together as trustees and delegates. A lot of this is getting to know people before we have to do the serious business of talking about what's the best for the members of our committee. We were meeting in the conference room for most of our work. The conference room roughly looks like this with the seating in place. What we had was tables and chairs. The main banner on the stage and the banner for this year's theme. Unfortunately, I took this picture and then I rearranged it so it was straight because the control freak in me thought that it shouldn't be drooping like that. And then afterwards, we would straighten it throughout the event. Here's me on the day before the beginning of the event. And our electronic timer, this is what we used to count us down, and there was a timer, and when you were done, they would politely ask you to wrap it up. There's an interesting tradition that the trustees have, or the the delegates have. If you bring a book, The delegates will sign it. So some bring daily reflections, and you can sign on the daily reflection. Some have copies of the big book, because we were giving additional copies of the replica first edition big book. There were our great responsibility, both in English and French, and those were interesting choices too. I saw at least one personal big book that somebody had with a cover on it, and the spine was broken, and I thought I could really fix that for them, but this was not the time. And at the end of the conference, we got most of them back. It seems that a few of them may have walked away. We had a community member stop in, and we believe that she might have just picked them up thinking that they were free. That's the case. We had elections for trustees. We had an election for the Eastern Canada Regional Trustee and the Pacific Region Trustee. The final candidate was Riley Collis from Area 58. Francine Ward was the Pacific Region Area 9 candidate, along with 15 others from the Pacific region. But Riley was the one, eventually she was picked from the hat. Wisdom and humor. Be awesome was a phrase that Brian T., Area 53 delegate from West Virginia, would say. He was my conference buddy. But it was a good theme, like regardless of what you're doing, you know, be the best version that you can. Think hard about what we were doing. And this was actually a theme that showed up during the conference as well. And a delegate shared with us. It's from Bill W., A Comes of Age. I try hard to hold fast to the truth that a full and thankful heart cannot entertain great conceits. When brimming with gratitude, one's heartbeat must surely result in outgoing love, the finest emotion ever known. It's true that if I'm feeling gratitude, then I don't feel other needs to make changes. I will skip this because I will have raffles. I have things to give away. We will be doing that at on May 15th at the conference. And if you are attending the assembly, the report back on the 15th, and if you happen to be on Zoom, you will be included in the raffle. And if you are a winner, we will get that to you. Let me work through the agenda topics. So the theme that was our committee developed was AA's three legacies, our common solution. This will be the theme for next year. When I speak of three legacies, those are the legacies of the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. Our common solution is the continual work of that. But rather than being something that feels sort of awkward and distant, like, I don't want to read the service manual. No, we talk about the three sides of a triangle: recovery, unity, and service. The legacies are the expression of that. And I have some ideas that I'd like to share going forward with the area about some stuff that I heard at the conference that I think would be really great to entertain at our local level. As a presentation theme, another topic we came up with was general service, our mighty purpose and rhythm. And the presentation topics that will be under that will be, first, our common perils and our common solution. Two, using AA's literature to carry the message. And three, fostering a thriving third legacy culture. This quote, our mighty purpose and rhythm, is actually from Bill's story in the big book. He talks about the underlying thought about his heroes were scientists and people of thought who came up with philosophical solutions. But when you look around and see the world and the way it is, you can't doubt that there's not a mighty purpose and rhythm underlying that. And we're using that as a theme for next year's conference. We had some workshop themes. One that we came up with was practicing our 12 traditions across all group settings. And very particularly, we made a committee recommendation that the General Service Board conduct an interactive sharing session on the participation of online groups in the U.S. and Canada structure. Include the following question in the sharing session: what are the successes and challenges of the group, district, and area levels
with respect to this topic. We really want to engage all of the area delegates in the discussion of how the groups are not only operating, but how are we integrating them into the general service structure. Let's see. Moving on to agenda topics. And if you are looking at the Area 42 version of the guide, that's the one that's green. These will be in short form, sort of themes. Sometimes when it's marked as no recommendations, there was no action items that came out of that particular group. So it'll be marked as no recommendations. In mine, the ones that are highlighted in blue with blue text, I try to give a little bit of commentary. Unfortunately, that's why mine tend to be 10 pages long when area 42 is only 4. So cooperation with professional communities. We reviewed the report on LinkedIn. We liked it. There were suggestions on A in your community. There were some considerations. Those were to be updated. And that material was to be returned to the trustees committee for update next year. There was a review of A in your community, progress report to be sent. Development for creating pamphlets for the mental health professionals. Progress report on the pamphlet was to continue and show up at next year's conference. Consider creating a new pamphlet designed for CPC doctors. On this, they took no action. Corrections. There was discussion about the update for the corrections kit and workbook. That was an internal discussion. On the matter of considering the use of the term person in custody, the literature committee or corrections chose to take no action on this. They didn't feel like there was sufficient interest or need from the membership as a whole to change that. Consider request to limit changes to the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Corrections took no action on this. Discussion request to make A literature more slowly with A's primary purpose in mind, took no actions. These clearly are ideas or agenda topics where people may have more questions, and I'd like to get to those. But what I want to do is move through the summaries first, and then we can have question and answers later. Because believe me, there are times for much more questions and more to follow. Finance had no recommendations. They looked at the pamphlet literature for the self-help. They had some suggestions. Consideration to add historical disclaimer at the front of 12 steps and 12 traditions, that the committee took no action. Request that all proposed changes in the book 12 steps be handled as footnotes. That was also handled with no action. Grapevine Lavinia process report on the workbook versions available in English, Spanish. Yeah, progress on the workbook versions. That's moving forward. The Instagram account was discussed. Grapevine had no recommendations. So basically, it's a review of the work. There are 4 books that will be coming out of Grapevine into the next year. These were included in the background material. There was a discussion of wide-ranging impact of the preamble change that had on A's fellowship. And this is actually from the committee report. The committee discussed the wide-ranging impact of the AA preamble change has had on the fellowship. The committee felt that after careful consideration of the fellowship feedback, it would be premature to quantify the impact when many AA members are still either uninformed or ambivalent about the change. The committee emphasized that every level of our conference process, there is reciprocal responsibility of all AA members and trusted servants of participation and communication to embrace the guiding principles of trust and transparency. So the there'll be an opportunity to discuss this in a little bit more further. A literature, they have 11 recommendations. They did have 9 advisory actions. So the pamphlet, question and answers on sponsorship, there are some changes to the section. This one was passed. So there are changes to be added to this pamphlet. In literature, review of draft language on safety, that was discussed. They reviewed the pamphlet based on AA's 3 legacies. There was consideration for that. Review of the 12 steps illustrated. This was approved with some minor editorial revisions. There's a review of the progress report of 12 concepts illustrated. There is a video animation of a 12 steps illustrated pamphlet and video that AA would like to create. And that's something we can talk about a bit later. It's not meant to replace the concepts illustrated, but to help enhance that. A review progress on the pamphlet Too Young, that was approved. There has been work on the pamphlets for Native Americans, also for Black and African Americans. That work is continuing. There was a review for a progress report on development of the 4th edition of the Big Book in Spanish. The work is heading forward with the collection of stories beginning in May of 2022. So right now, stories are under development, being solicited. There's also been the same for the English book, English Big Book, the 5th edition. Review progress report regarding the translation of Alcoholics Anonymous into a plain and simple language. Perhaps we shouldn't, I shouldn't use the title. It's not clear that the book will be called Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's a translation of the text. From my discussion with members of the committee and those involved in this work, they are very much pleased with the work of the professional that is contracted with doing the translation of the work. It very much could end up being a book similar to how Living Sober and Came to Believe are used as service materials. I can imagine this book sort of falling under that category. We will have to wait to see next year to see if how the progress is continuing. The portion that was available to the committee was discussed, but it was not fully shared with all of the delegates. From all the people that on the committee that I've talked to, there is general support that it is a good project and it's moving forward. And they're very pleased with what they've seen. The 5th edition Big Book is continuing forward. Solicitations for stories are open now. I believe I sent that out just before the conference. You can generate your stories through Grapevine submissions. You can also connect through the Grapevine website and either submit the stories through the webpage, or you can also use their audio feature where you can log in and then share your story verbally. If it's selected, the Grapevine staff will contact you and further develop the story towards publishable form. There was discussion about editing the 12 traditions illustrated to address some concerns about contemporary text and some of the illustrations that really are problematic when we look at it. There were updates to pamphlets that were approved. Is AA for you? Is there an alcoholic in your life? Frequently asked questions, and this is AA. The review progress on some of the working strategies for making the literature accessible. This was approved. It basically deals with how the literature views on mobile the reading devices like cell phones or tablets. And also there was a work continuing on a literature workbook, which doesn't exist. I think that's a fine consideration. There was discussion about creating an updated version of Experience, Strength, and Hope. The committee took no action. Curiously, the General Service Board and AAWS describe Experience, Strength, and Hope as a fine text, but it is the slowest selling book of the entire catalog collection. It sells the fewest number of copies annually, and they don't necessarily see it that a second volume would help. Doesn't mean that the stories that might be removed from the fourth edition, if there are changes to the fifth, wouldn't be included. They just didn't see the value of creating a second volume. A discussion of changes of text to the 12 and 12 is directed by the 71st General Service Conference. The committee looked at this and took no action. Again, the committee noted that there does not appear to be a consensus on the changes among AA at the local level. This is from feedback from all of the members across all of the delegates. Moving on to policy and admissions. Policy and admissions had four recommendations, three advisory actions. One of them is to approve the process for general sites, the conference site selection. Next year's site will be in Brooklyn at the same hotel. They're also considering the possibility of having it at different locations, either New Jersey or different places in New York. But there's also the consideration of other parts of the country that's being reviewed. The dates for the General Service Conference have been set through 2026. So unfortunately, I think I have the dates wrong, but I know the dates for that's the 76th conference. Yeah, I think that's what they're looking for. The dates for next year's conference are the last weekend in April. It'll be in Brooklyn. There was a process for approving observers to the conference. Only the trustees, the area delegates, and GSO staff are allowed to participate and be part of the conference. We do allow observers from other general service structures, say trustees from other countries, to participate. This year we had membership from Argentina and Brazil as being the conference as observers only. We looked at the process for including them in future meetings, and there were some suggestions about changes for that. There was also a suggestion to use virtual meeting technology for committees to meet between the conference. That happened during COVID out of necessity. My committee used that process so we could have some discussion about the work that we did, not necessarily the agenda items, but the process for handling that. And it made our work easier once we got to the conference and did it formally. And there was discussion on the equitable distribution of workload process. So this year there was consideration to make the work load lighter on public information and literature. The largest recommendation that's coming out of this conference is the emphasis to try if the, very specifically, the delegates want the background material available earlier and in English, French, and Spanish at the same time, rather than having English come out and Spanish or French taking longer. The discussion on the Freedom of Bondage article book actually passed. That was included. It was agreed that that should be returned to its original form. So moving forward, that was considered. On questions of including experience of service sponsorship and questions about sponsorship, there was no action taken on that pamphlet. Public information, there were five recommendations, five advisory actions. There was discussion about changing language, which passed in the pamphlet Understanding Anonymity. There was also passage to discussing in the same pamphlet Anonymity public meetings. Also questions about formatting for, full meetings or anonymity in that pamphlet. It was decided to retire the AA fact file. It's really been surpassed. The time has moved on, and it's time now to say thank you and retire that pamphlet formally. There was some discussion about format changes, some changes to the questions and additions for the 2022 membership survey. This will be approved. It was passed. The membership survey will actually begin in this summer, perhaps starting as early as June. That'll be to selective groups in Alcoholics Anonymous and North America General Service Office. I'm not entirely sure if it's, I think it's just North America and Canada. I'll be working with the area registrar to make sure that the contact information for the groups is accurate, because it'll go directly to GSRs if they're identified. Otherwise, the area will receive notice and will help identify groups to fill out the survey. Board and charter, or report and charter. There was discussion about reviewing the recent update to the service manual. And in general, in broadest terms, we really, really, really like the changes. We like the new additions. However, there are some inconsistencies and some small inaccuracies that are in the chapters that are noted. They're very small updates. Those will be added to the next change that will be added and printed. They're not going to appear until the next revision. So small additional changes about references to certain parts of the general service structure. Nothing significant enough to cause an entire reprint, just some small adjustments. And we've decided to retire a regional directory as part of the scope and purpose of the committee, given that the directories are no longer produced as part of the report and charter. Treatment and accessibilities. The long form of Tradition 5 will be added to the group pamphlet, What is an AA Group? There was a review process for AA for the older alcoholic, with some suggestions on how to encourage people to submit more of their stories, how to target the audience a little bit more closely. So those will continue. Treatment Accessibilities is also looking to interview military audio interviews of current military members who recently have left service. There's interest in also having perhaps interviews of members who are currently in service, and a wider variety of both enlisted, but also perhaps command level stories. This was very much at the heart of some of the members very clearly wanted to be involved in this process. So it's an ongoing process. The work is continuing. So if there's a pamphlet, yes, for the military, but this is also an extension of that to create yet another type of outreach to the military members who may be looking to have their voices heard in recovery and some of the later publications. There's guidelines being created for remote communities, which is not a committee formally itself, but it is, we have one at our area. So these are being included broadly. What I like in particular is there's a section particularly targeted to Spanish-speaking women in AA remote communities, involving some particular pamphlets that are both in development and could be usable. So it's curious that even though remote communities, as the introductory workshop, spoke mostly to First Nations and First Peoples in Northern Canada, the remote communities discussion within treatment and accessibilities really did emphasize Hispanic women as the first population that they were developing material around. Not that they're the only communities, but they're very visible, or they're very much in the mind of people at first. So it was the first group they identified to work with. There's a treatment and work treatment kit and workbook that's under development. There's also a discussion within the workbook to also include suggestions for AA members who use service animals as part of recovery or as part of their work, as a way of addressing both treatment solutions within AA, but also supportive services that might help them with their recovery. The consideration to look at the booklet, Living Sober, and remove the, or at least address the phrase, get plenty of rest. The committee took no action on this. I know there were some members in Area 9 that were concerned about this, but that was not passed. There was no action taken on that. The slate of trustees were elected. The new trustees were included. That included Riley and Joyce S. from our new Canada trustees. Let's see, Riley K. and Joyce S. I'll just pass over a lot of these. The suggested procedure to reorganize the general service boards, that actually passed. There is a structure that's already in the service manual that has a procedure for reorganizing the general service board. This looked at updating that and addressing that process. If at any point in the future, membership, the delegates decided it was time to reorganize the structure. We're getting close to the end of my slides, so just hang on. Archives, they did not have any actions to take. They are looking at a workbook. They are looking to add some changes. One that was interesting, we collect oral histories in English and Spanish. There was consideration to also think about conducting oral histories in American Sign Language as a potential way of gathering history and service experience of members in our community that are deaf. Or that's an interesting suggestion. International conference, there was an update. One was on methods of closing the big meetings at the international. It is recognized that there is a conference group that schedules three meetings. And in general, there are three different kinds of closing prayers or statements. Serenity prayer is used, responsibility statement is used. The question about whether or not to use the Lord's prayer, third step prayer, seventh step prayer, all still under discussion. I love that. A lot of this will fall to the committee. There is no suggestion to remove any of these options from the conference. It is merely a question that was raised to the international conference, and that work is still ongoing. So by the time that the 2025 conference is formally convened, those details will be in place. There was also a discussion to encourage interest in regional forums and how to attract first-time attendees. So we're hoping that people found the forums useful as a virtual experience during COVID. The next one will be in September in Salt Lake City. I think it's the 9th through it's the second weekend in September. So I want to say it's the 9th through the 11th. I know I've already booked my hotel. I was getting ready to book the flights, but they weren't quite ready to book yet. It's a good opportunity to be involved in hearing what the General Service does. So if you like PRASA and the experience of working with area-based committees, the Regional Forum is a bit like what happens at the General Service Conference. You'll hear from the GSO staff and the trustees, and then you can ask them questions directly about some of the topics that came up during the year. Floor actions. So after the agenda items are considered, there's an opportunity for members to introduce other motions. And if you remember last year, this is where the preamble change was made. So there were 9 recommendations that were made, 2 advisory actions that were given. There is a process that where the motion has to be made during the general session. It can't be made after everything is resolved. So if we have just heard from report and charter, then there's a motion that you want to make. You have to do that at the beginning of the session. It can be about any topic, but you have to do it at a particular time. It's added to the agenda. Then at the end of all the business, we take up all the floor actions. And one of the options is, there is an option even before we begin debate or discussion of the topic, a motion to decline to consider. So there's a motion to decline to consider. There's, if it's seconded, there's an opportunity for discussion, and then we move to vote. And this is merely whether or not we will take up the discussion of this. I think we, I said discussion. No. You take up a motion to decline to consider. If it's seconded, then we move to vote. If there is not a substantial unanimity, which is more than two-thirds of the vote, saying no, no would be yes, we want to hear the motion. A yes to the decline means we're not even, we won't discuss it. So the first, the translation, one was to stop translation on the fourth edition plain language book. This was made by a delegate. It was to decline to consider. Number two, sorry. Trustees Committee on Literature continued to make edits on the draft pamphlet 12 Steps and 12 Traditions Illustrated. This one was passed. And if you notice, there was discussion about this from the Literature Committee about the draft on this. There was no action taken on it, but this was a floor action. So there's actually a push now. The floor action was passed. This is now an advisory action. We've asked the Literature Committee to have the trustees work to make some changes to this pamphlet. And it's really based on called the color of the pamphlet, making some of the meanings and the illustrations a little bit more approachable. The membership survey question was raised mainly to address some questions about racial and ethnic backgrounds, and also details about employment status. That passed. Number four, general service to impose a, this was a request to impose a moratorium on adding any new agenda items for the next year's general service conference. So in a sense, the request was, let's not do anything new business to give general service time to catch up on the work that they have. This was declined to consider. Next, trustees ad hoc, it was proposed to develop a plan to create one or more non-geographic areas for online or telephone groups in the general service structure. This was discussed. The motion failed because it did not reach substantial unanimity. So it was discussed. It did not pass this conference. But as you note, but if you remember the agenda committee, the discussion how to include online groups in the general service structure will be part of the workshop and also the presentation topics for next year. So an advisory action didn't pass this conference, but the discussion is being continued. On the next advisory action, floor action six, to add the preamble to GSR preamble to the group that was declined to consider. Advisory action trustees committee, evaluate the process for the conference background to really stress to have all of the material available at the same time in English, French, and Spanish. This was a very, very long discussion. Ultimately, it failed due to lack of substantial unanimity. Number eight, there was advisory action specifically from last year's conference to undo the changes in pages 117 and 66 of the 12 and 12. This was declined to consider. So there's no, this we declined to consider this motion. And the last, a statement, the 1995 advisory action to reaffirm that the first 164 pages of the big book remain as is. This failed due to substantial unanimity. The advisory action from 1995 is still part of the actions within the history. Last year, the conference chose to include that as an affirmation. There's no need to continue to voice that. It continues. But advisory actions are not binding from one conference to the next. So it could be possible at some later date to make changes to any of the advisory actions. At this conference, we chose not to make changes to the pages listed, and we did not feel that the advisory action ultimately had enough votes for substantial unanimity. Towards the end of the conference, just to give you a sense of the setup, I had a laptop. We had lots of paper. Yes, there was a computer going on. My evaluation document ended up being 108 pages long at the end with notes. I had a paper notebook with me where I was writing down ideas. Then ended up being 69 pages of written text and a very small handwriting. People have commented on that. The picture to the right, that's my conference buddy. He's panel 71. It was our first conference for both of us in person. Brian, he was lively. He would get up to the microphone, he would share, but he was also encourage other people to be involved. And that's the "be awesome" quote that I got. So yeah, I learned a lot from the people that I served with. At the end of the conference on Saturday, we had selections of new chairs, Ben N from Area 92 in Pacific Region will be an alternate chair. The banner, it's selected from an outgoing panel 17 delegate, Inicio Fernandez. He's the outgoing AA Grapevine director. He's the one that will take that home with him. I was elected agenda chair for the next panel, so I will be chairing my committee, the delegate from panel 72, Area 73, Northern Wisconsin. He's going to be my alternate chair. There was the last meeting closed with the Serenity Prayer, and we actually said it. We had people saying the Serenity Prayer in three different languages, in English, Spanish, and French. Another spiritual moment. All three languages were present at this year's conference. And that is the end of my sharing. I know I ran a bit long, and if I seemed a little disjointed, too much to talk about, not enough time. There will be more documentation to share. So there'll be a little bit more detail about the committee considerations and some of the floor actions that came out, and certainly that'll appear in the final report.
Mitchell, thank you so very, very much. Brilliant work, and your generosity of spirit and service amazes me. Thank you so much for coming out, and we wish you good health. Yeah.